Blog Talk Radio.
Your host of Budget Weddings NYC for you. That's right, no guests this evening because this is a special show to finish the trends of hair and color trends for the autumn of 2015 and the winter of 2016. This is part two of the upcoming trends. This evening, it's a continuation of hair and the venues around NYC and the other four boroughs and even New Jersey. This is Budget Weddings NYC for you on the 7th of August, 2015, for a special show, as I said before, so that we can finish what I started last week when I was talking about trends. Now, if you recall, we were talking about trends for both apparel, color trends, and men's apparel. So, and then we touched a little bit on hair trends. So, but thank you again for tuning in with me, and since you've tuned in this week, I want to let you know that I'm still arranging for next week's show's guest. Not sure who that's going to be. I had hoped it would be Curtis and Carla, the singing duo from the who travel around the Eastern Seaboard, but they have a gig at that exact moment, so we won't be able to hear from them next week. Coming up in 2 weeks will be Sacred Waka Holistic Project, and she'll be with us. She's a recent WEBO graduate, West Workshop and Business Opportunities, and I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun. Also, don't forget to check out my books for Kindle on Amazon.com, and they are The New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, and this is the book that started off everything else that has preceded it, and also follows. And, you know, the ones that preceded it were Wedding Cake, From Frosting to Crumbs, New York City Budget Honeymoon, and then also Creating Your New York City Budget Honeymoon, or excuse me, Budget Wedding, which is actually coming back out into a workbook in a very short time frame. And the book that followed it in February was 11 Plus Secrets from New York City Budget Wedding. The original book is now on Kindle at $5.99, and the 11 Secrets are also on Kindle for only 99 cents. So no reason not to purchase either one of them. So additional upcoming guests will be L.A. Timberlake, who's the coordinator of Prospect Park venues, Christina Latour, who was on about less than a month ago, and she is the video producer and owner of Latour de Force. And if you want to really keep in contact with me, you can always sign up on my website, budgetweddingsnyc.com, never any W's, for the newsletter, which actually I might, not sure yet, might be turning into a magazine. But we'll see. I'm still thinking about that. All righty. So now to our show of trends for the next two seasons. So right where we left off last week, I'll do a quick, I already did the recap, so we don't need to do that at all. But what I'm going to start off with, let me give you an overview. And I apologize for my throat. I think, because I sleep with a fan on at night, that my throat is rebelling. So I will be sipping on some tea. I haven't gotten it off the fire yet, but I will be sipping on some tea. And I do have the fan on now because there's some people outside eating patois and lots of curse words, and I don't want that on my show. Alrighty, so let me give you a overview of what we'll be covering today. We'll be covering bridal hair, and that includes wigs, short hair, and then we'll also cover venues around the five boroughs and also into New York, New Jersey. Enjoy our show this evening. Alrighty. Now, I am going to start off with wigs, and I've just poured my tea, so I have to walk back to my studio without spilling anything, and I really got a whole batch of tea. If you will just hold on for a second so I can take a sip. Oh, thank you. That's going to do the trick. That is going to help me out. Alrighty. So, now, what if you have really short hair, and you, your fiance, or even you just want to have long hair, or you want to do something different, but you don't want to have to go to a hairstylist and have them do it, and then maybe if it's in the summertime, you sweat it all out, or you just want a whole different look. What could you do? You could, of course, add extensions. You could have you could get braids. You could do any number of things. But if you have extensions, you have to make sure that your roots and your hairline are really strong. Otherwise, it just pulls your hairline further and further back and pulls up the roots of your hair, and then you can go bald quickly or recede. Okay, so now you're saying, oh, what the heck? Why would I buy a wig? But anyway, you could do a wig, and it depends on what time of year your wedding is, of course. You could do, but, you know, the wigs have gotten much better over the course of the last, oh, I'd say 10 years at least. They're no longer that hot plastic mask of, and then with hair sticking out of it. No, now they've got lace front, lace back, lace all around. And with the lace, if you have a lace front, you can either cut that off and just wear it like a regular wig, or you can tack it down and it looks like your skin. So, but if you do this, if you do decide to go with a wig or extensions or anything else that is not really coming out of your scalp, tell your fiance or your husband before anything gets crazy on your honeymoon night. All righty. So, okay, as I was saying, nowadays the wigs are and can be absolutely airy. So there's no need to have a footgasm or anything else. So now with the idea of getting a wig, you can change your hair color for just the day. I'm not saying go with cardboard red or shocking blue unless you want to, although think of your pictures later on anyway and your video. So, but whatever you do, again, let your fiance know what's going on before you walk down the hall, the aisle, especially if you're going to go with a shocking color. But here's what you could do. You could get a full wig or just clipped in pieces, a long ponytail or a long braid. You could do just bangs, as long as the bangs of the texture of the bangs, and also the ponytail for that matter, matches your hair if your hair is being shown. You could also do differently tinted ends or a different tint on the ends of your hair, of the hair, or closer to your scalp. You could do smooth braids, French twists, buns. You could also do curls, ringlets, or soft waves, and they could fall along your face or just below your shoulder or at the shoulder. And you can do all of this, even in a wig. Now, you could also do, if you have short hair that's that you can style and do various things with, you could, even if it's not long enough to put it up into a French twist or a bun or anything, you could do curls or loose curls. You could do any option that you desire. You could decorate your hair with flowers, rhinestones, diamonds. Ooh. You could wear a hat with a veil, kind of a 1940s old Hollywood style. Put ribbons in your hair or fake flowers, either paper or silk. Crystals in varying forms, like brooches or barrettes or tiaras or lace. You can put lace with a crystal or diamond. And then, of course, the varying styles could be a pixie, straight, slightly curled, page boy, straight ends, pinned on the sides with a slight puff at the nape of the neck, or loose curls close to your head, or even a sweep it all up to the front and so that you're adding volume to your face, or you could do a side swoosh or massive bangs if that's what you want to do, and then just pin it up on the sides and in the back, keep it in place. Or you could sweep it all back and pin it and reveal a clean, fresh look. Your chin and your neck and long, and you could do all sorts of wonderful things that would be great for your special day. Or, as I said with the wig, you could change your color with a rinse, especially for your wedding day. Something appropriate to your personality, of course, and that you'll want to see in video or in your pictures later on, years down the road. So maybe not that fuchsia hair color that you've always wanted, or, again, the cardboard red, but something fun, like a little hint of purple or something. So, and then you could go, of course, very straight with your short hair or slightly messed up or even a sleek look. And with hair, you can do any number of things that you've always wanted to try and thought looked very sophisticated or that look messy but sensual. Whatever you desire. It's your hair, no matter if it's coming out of your head or you've just put it on for the day. It's your hair. Have fun with it because it's your wedding day. Alrighty, now we're going to move on to venues. I love, and I think this is maybe my second reason for writing the book. The first reason was I knew that anybody who had whatever type of budget they had, they would be able to get married in New York City and do it elegantly. I knew that that could be done no matter what, and that's the real reason that I wrote the book. But the second reason I also had fun writing the book was that I love to travel, and even if it is walking around, busing on the bus or the subway, or even online, I love traveling and looking at various things. So for the venues in New York City, I have been to some of them and also a few of them in the outer boroughs and a few of them even in New Jersey. And I just want to give you an overview of the five boroughs and a few places in, or not an overview, I'll walk you through it, a few places in New Jersey, affordable and possible. Alrighty, so we're going to start off with Manhattan. So Morris Jamel, and I'm going to do, they'll be in varying price ranges. Morris Jamel Mansion, I went there on a tour and actually asked about using the grounds for a wedding ceremony. And actually, a friend of mine who's also a wedding officiant and also a minister held a wedding just recently on the Morris Jamel Mansion grounds. It's so gorgeous. And they have space in the house that can be rented for $2,000. Yes, that's it, $2,000. Catering is separate, and then, of course, you have to choose your own caterer. And it's at 152nd Street and Edgecombe. And when you go outside, the grounds are immaculate. Then there is Terra Soho. This is 54 Thompson Street, New York City, 10012. And they have something that you might, if you've always had a hankering for or dreamt about living in the village or in Soho, this could be part of your dream by getting married in Soho on a rooftop. The rooftop is called a sky deck, and it offers stunning views from the Empire State Building to the Freedom Tower, open skies of serene energy, and a fantastic place to raise your glass with family and friends. And you can choose from several rooms inside for a fun single or double long table experience, or you can go. Here's another spot, also 100 guests. Morningside Castle. It's a beautiful Gothic grounds that extend two city blocks in Upper Manhattan, and it's at Union Theological Seminary. I have been there, and you can have your choice of marrying inside or out. There's a $500 difference between the two. Average cost of the wedding, which includes everything, and that's venue, catering, and alcohol, is anywhere between $22,350 to $30,000. And that's based on 150 guests. And the ceremony and reception held outside for 5 hours is generally $30,000 plus, or $204 per plate. Parking on the surrounding streets or in the Riverside Church inside parking. And that parking inside of Riverside Church is not part of Riverside Church. They do not manage that. That is a separate parking lot. Now, in the outer boroughs, you can go to Staten Island, Grand Oakland Catering and Events. That is at 200 Huguenot Avenue, Staten Island, of course, 10312. And it's in the Woodrow neighborhood, right across from Woodbridge Township in New Jersey. And your guests are met by the lushness of stepping into greenery of a country club next to the brick clubhouse. You're surrounded by greenery. Your wedding and ceremony are held inside one of the event spaces. And the average cost for Grand Oaks is, hold on to your hat, between $8,273 and $13,977. And that's for both the ceremony and the reception for 100 guests. Not bad, eh? All right, I'm going to take a bit of tea here. Apologize. In Brooklyn, Kings County Saloon, which is in the Bushwick area, that's at 1 Knickerbocker Avenue, Brooklyn, 11237. If you have always had a hankering for that old West feeling without the aromas and dust, then go to this menu. It's kind of reminiscent of that time period, complete with a long bar, wooden chairs, and a feeling that Miss Kitty, if you're old enough to remember, will come down the stairs in all her lace glory and her fan. So it was in its former life a Prohibition-style and era dance hall, and it has a kind of a dark bar vibe with a definite rustic feel to it. And the value is phenomenal because you may like it because of that very rustic aspect. So, and the rental for that, and that includes the floor stage, special lighting, and sound, is from, again, wow, hold on to your hat, the rental fee ranges between $3,000 to $7,500 for reception, and it includes up to 5 hours of the event time for the ceremony and the reception wedding, and that's excluding, of course, the setup and cleanup time. Additional hours can be arranged, of course, for fee, and just inquire with the venue coordinator for details. Average wedding costs have a wide range, and it's usually, as I said, around $7,500 to $8,000. You could go as high as $19,000. I don't know what you're using it on, but you could do that as well. And the maximum amount of people that can be in the space is 125 people, guests. And the plate pricings range from $80 to $192. In Queens, I have been to Anton's several times, but one of the times was a friend's wedding. And it's a really, really beautiful space. It's you have that kind of ballroom atmosphere within it. It's and it has the iconic blue roof that is so that is known to be Anton's. And that's A-N-T-U-N, and it's an old world landmark building in Queens and in Springfield Gardens. And they've hosted weddings for generations, so they know exactly what they're doing. They've hosted weddings at various other occasions, and they've even hosted celebrities who come to New York and say, I want to go to Anton's. So there are six varying size ballrooms and exteriors for you to use. There's no fee for the reception. The fee is for the ceremony. It is $950. The cost, reception and the ceremony, and that's because of the catering, is anywhere between $9,351 and $12,000, just under $13,000. And that's based on $100. And before I go any farther, in my New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable book, I go through all of the five boroughs and I give you five different varying price venues for each borough. You get 25 borough information, and I even go into a little bit of where you can go for your honeymoon. Not that much, because I do have that wedding, that honeymoon book as well. Now, we are going to the Bronx, and we're going to go to Salsa Con Fuego, which is at 2297 Cedar Avenue, and that is in the Bronx, and it is 10467, and obviously, it has a very Latin feel with a name like Salsa Con Fuego. And you would get that without even leaving the country. You experience another culture with food, venue, and music. There are restrictions because it is a banquet hall restaurant. So even though the pricing is affordable, be aware as to why there's no Sunday evenings, no evening events, and excluding, of course, set up and break down, your maximum time allotment is only 3 hours. So estimated cost, though, is between $8,000 or just under $8,500 and just under $17,500 for the ceremony and the reception, and that's based on 100 guests. The occupancy, though, is from 30 to 500 people. So you could buy out the entire venue and then have it time you want. If you have 500 people and you want to party all night, you can use that money. It'll probably be $152 to $175 per plate, and you can figure out how much that would be. The pricing I gave you, an estimated cost for 150 guests. So now, then, also in the Bronx is the Bartel Mansion Museum, and that is at 895 Shore Road in the Bronx at 10464. And the Bartel Mansion Museum is a mid-19th century mansion, and it stands right in the Pelham Bay Park on a sprawling green ground. And you can have your ceremony in the gorgeous gardens. Pebble provides a charming chateau-like feel for your ceremony. Or you can take your photos with your wedding party throughout the beautifully restored mansion interior, the immaculately groomed garden. The interiors are small, so you have to pray for a spectacularly clear day because you cannot have your ceremony inside. It's only for pictures because it only fits 35 people, unless you're having a small wedding. Maybe you can still rent it. And then the grounds for the ceremony and the reception is for a maximum of 125 guests. And the estimated cost is, and it's because of location, and grounds and the scenery, is $30,000 plus or $251 per plate. And if you bring your own beverages, the cost is $4,500 extra. Think of that $30,000 as a dry bar. Now, in New Jersey, if you want to go across the river, there are three places that I can recommend for you. The Elan Catering and Ballroom, and that is 111 U.S. 46 in Lodi, New Jersey, and also the Newark Club and the Upper Montclair Country Club. All right, so the Elan Catering and Ballroom. If you prefer to be inside looking out onto a beautiful setting, then this might be your venue. There's a skylight room, ballroom, which you can arrange to your heart's content, circular, diamond-shaped, or half-moon, or traditional theater and church seating setting. No rental fee for the reception. The setup fee for the ceremony ranges from $250 to $500, and guests of 100, the price rounds up to just over $9,000 or $96 with catering, beverages, and $1,000 extra for dessert. So if you want them to have a cake for you or a dessert service, $1,000 more. The Newark Club is, you would have your wedding in the Metropolitan Room at 1 Newark Center, Newark, New Jersey, and it's 15 to 25 minutes just across the river from Manhattan, depending on traffic, and it's dripping with New York City views. It's $105 to $145 per plate, and you get a red carpet entrance plus an inlaid dance floor. Woohoo! And then our final place is the Upper Montclair Country Club, and that's at 177 Hepburn Road, Clifton, New Jersey, I know. It sounds odd. I think the I have seen it, the clear, and then it goes on through parts of Cliff. So it's a 20-minute drive from Manhattan, depending on the traffic, and it's complete with greenery you'd expect at a country club, a golf course. And then imagine the photos next to the quaint light post or on a wrought iron bench, and you have the romance of the country club living. And again, with your 150 guests, married on a summer Sunday turns into $136 per plate for 20,000 plus fare with catering, beverages, and all within 5 hours, and it's all inclusive. So those are my trends and venues for the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, and then the venues for almost any time, but, you know, it's really beautiful in summer and fall, and also spring. So this is Charlena P.S. signing off from Budget Weddings NYC for you, and I look forward to talking with you and speaking with and seeing you either on my website, my Facebook page, or here again next week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.